Recorded Books presents Is It Love? Mystery Spell Chronicles, Drogo, by Catherine Calangula. Narrated by Kate Genevieve with Rob Grannis. Chapter 1. Just like every morning, I get up at the last minute. Since I started at the school for lab technicians, I had decreed that there was no longer any point in rushing. 20 minutes was more than enough time for me to eat and get ready before heading out to die of boredom.
Julia, hurry up,
shouts my mother from the kitchen. I hear noises of bowls and chairs. My brothers must be eating breakfast. That only makes me want one thing, to take even longer. With a bit of luck, they'll already have left for the factory by the time I come out of my room, and I won't have to see them. The day really is looking terrible already. Still in my underwear, I brush my hair. Slowly. Very slowly. Tick. Tock. Tick. Tock. In 10 minutes' time, Aurel and Franz will leave to catch the tram with my father, and I'll be saved. My mother, who works in the canteen at the same factory, leaves an hour later.
Julia?
Repeats my father.
You'll be late arriving at the center, my darling.
Something in his voice makes me give in. It reminds me of that time when I fell off my bike. I was 4 years old, and I didn't want my stabilizers anymore. Of course, I fell face first. It was my father who took me in his arms and consoled me. At that very moment, I understood something important. My father loved me more than my mother. Apparently, daughters are closer to their mothers, sharing their secrets with them. Pain, joy, love stories. This is obviously not the case for me. If she only knew that I am in no way a model little girl, if she only knew that I intentionally fail to meet all her expectations, if she only knew that I'm not like my brothers, not like her. Well, that much she does already know. But I'm going to put my plan into action. And if she knew about it, she'd denounce me to the Stasi immediately, without any hesitation. I want to cross the wall. A dream that, in East Germany, is worse than a declaration of war.
Coming, Dad!
I yell back. I pull on my roll-neck jumper and put a cardigan on top of it before lifting out the skirt that I'd sewn in secret. My mom is definitely not going to like it. Too bad. Unlucky. My brothers are still at the table. I do my best to ignore them. I only look at my father, who smiles at me.
Running late again, eh, lazy bones?
Mocks Franz, while chewing on a bread roll. Not everyone is a good little soldier, I retort. My mother, who is busy cooking sausages on the gas hob, turns around.
Julia, you're only up, and you're already causing trouble.
Franz shoots me a dirty look. But I'm not 3 years old anymore, and he doesn't scare me. Aurel, on the other hand, keeps his nose in his bowl. He never gets involved in conflicts, never takes part. He is happy just to be there and to follow our older brother. There was a time when the three of us used to play together, all jumping on the same bike like idiots, with our laughter ringing out along the street. That memory makes
Sample complete. Ready to continue?